They've gone to more run than they have in past years. And Adai is a strong running back. He sees daylight really well, runs hard, punishing type runner.
They flip things a little bit past to set up the run, in your opinion?
Boy, they're doing a little bit more running, and they change it up as far as different downs and just a much more mix than they've had in the past.
Do you know Tom from years gone by?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we played against Indy several times in the past.
What do you think of him as a play caller?
Real good. I mean, him and Peyton are on the same page, and they've been running this offense for years and years, and they're great at execution. I mean, week after week, I mean, their execution is something to marvel at.
You have looked at your stuff through the first three games. What have you come away with?
Well, the biggest thing is we hadn't stopped the run, and that's been the biggest negative by far that we've had, and it's been a consistent thing. Even though we cut the average down this past week, there was just too many plays where they were getting 6, 7, 8 yards and sustaining drives, and we didn't get off the field on third down very good in this past game.
Irritate you, make you mad?
Well, it's a growing process, and we're seeing progress. They only had two runs. We keep in explosive runs, explosive passes. We only had two explosive runs over 12 yards in the game. But those 5, 6, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yard gains, that's what can frustrate you, and we got to get it cleaned up. I mean, it's a thing that's been ongoing, and until we stop the run, people are going to continue to run it against us.
Were there halftime adjustments made? Because it seemed like in the second half the defense stiffened a bit.
Yes, we played well in the second half, except for the one drive. We picked it up in the second half and played much better.
Has this happened to you before when you put the scheme in, or is this a new experience for you?
We have never had this experience in the past, but we're going to get there. We got a lot of new guys. We got several guys in new positions and several new players. And the thing that's really positive is the players are still learning and they're still trying to get better. And as long as we try to get better, we will improve.
How close is Simeon to catching up with the curve?
He's real close, real close. We kept his reps down, and the reps will be increased.
How do you get more pressure on the quarterback on passing downs?
Well, the thing is, I mean, they only threw 21 times two games ago. Okay, against Oakland, we have 4 sacks. And last week, they only threw it 20 times. We had 3 sacks. So, it may not be consistent, but as far as sack ratio number, I hadn't checked stats, but we got to be up in the league as far as number of times thrown, the number of times that we sacked the quarterback.
If Lynch can't go, who's going to have to step it up?
Well, we're going to make that decision during the week as far as who we're going to play and just see where John is at later part of the week.
How's he feeling right now?
He's feeling good. Feeling good.
Do you try to match up Bly with maybe Wayne and Bailey with Harrison, or do you just kind of try to make
their
size?
We might. It all depends on just the feel we have, and we're not going to tell Indy what we're doing, of course, but we'll consider everything as far as to give us the best advantage to win.
You've heard about the history, obviously, this team that Indy's had with the Broncos lately. I mean, do you think you put any gauge in that, or is this a new system, new start?
Well, everything is new, We have an excellent football team, and we just got to pick it up and do our share on defense.
As a coach, what's the biggest challenge in preparing for that offense?
Oh, just their execution and just having, just playing every down, and we need to try to turn it over. If we can turn it over a few times, we got a good chance of winning.
What's been your impression of Elvis Dumervil?
He's had a good first three games, 4 sacks already, and he's been close to the quarterback. He's been doing an excellent job for us.
How about your linebacker play?
It has been inconsistent, but there's times that it looks like we're on tap as far as getting the job done, and then there's times we're sort of feeling and still like it isn't natural for us totally yet.
Is DJ the project of DJ just kind of learning the middle linebacker position?
Yes, it's a project, but as far as for DJ, he has had several good plays. He's had a lot of tackles, and we just expect, and he will improve as we go.
A lot of guys are talking about missed tackles on Monday. What do you do on the field to correct it? Is there more work on tackling?
Oh, yes. It's always emphasized every week. The hardest thing in pro ball is you don't get to tackle full speed on the practice field. So we have to fundamentally break down, drive our legs, and wrap. and that's just a fundamental technique. And unfortunately, you can't go full speed, but we have to put them in situations that are going to simulate what we're doing on Sunday.
Thanks. Okay.